Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Rashad Bateman met with the media during OTAs in Owings Mills.
Rashad, Mark has said it, John Harbaugh said it, Eric Cox said it, that your prime had a really big year. What in your mind put you in a good position heading into the training camp?
I just think, having a full offseason, being able to be here with the team, being able to practice, just be able to get that chemistry down there is important for me. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I don't know what's going to happen this year. So all I know is I'm going to go to work every day. I'm not looking to do anything. I'm just, go do my thing.
Was this off season where I don't think you had to rehab any big injury? That almost, how freeing was that for you that you could just kind of focus on different stuff?
It's definitely been good. It's a blessing. I haven't had that since I've been in the league. So just being able to focus, chill, work, grind, it's all been good. So just being able to, stay healthy, that's my main concern right now.
Rashad, signing the extension that you did, why did that feel like the right
move for you? Because for one, I didn't know what was going to happen with me. I didn't know if I was going to be here, traded or anything. So, the extension definitely came out of nowhere. Blessed for sure. I did not see them doing that. But it shows that they believe in me. Believe in my work, my ethic, the team believes in me. So it was a no-brainer. I love playing here. I love this organization. I love the fans. So, I feel like I still got a lot to do. So it was a no-brainer for me for sure. I barely know how this NFL business stuff work, man. I swear I'm going to play football. Whatever team I'm on, that's what team I'm on. But right now I'm part of the Ravens. They drafted me, and I'm excited to be here. Like anybody else would, just going to work every single day. I'm not really looking to do anything special, particular. The only thing that I can do is control what I can control, and that's, my work ethic every single day. This offseason I've been grinding day in and day out. Hopefully that the opportunity comes where I can, put it on tape.
How excited are you for the second year of this offense?
I'm very excited. I think last year we showed a lot of, hope. I feel like we did a lot of good things, with him in just year one. So, I definitely feel like we got a lot of room, to grow. We just got to lock in on our details, see where it takes us.
Ask that again? Did it feel like you showed everything you could show? It's just simply a matter of the ball not getting in there.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I feel like there's definitely a lot of things that I could have done differently as a receiver, to help Lamar, to help the team. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Rashad, what is the feeling of you now being back in that position where you're going to see a lot of targets? You're going to be a primary part of this offense, a primary focus. To come back around after you dealt with injuries, now be in that spotlight again. What's the feeling for you?
I'm just blessed to be healthy. I'm not looking. I'm not worried about how many balls I get. I'm not worried about if Todd Munkin called the play for me. The only thing I can control, man, is what I control. And that's, getting open, when I can, blocking when I can. I don't play quarterback. I'm not the OC. I'm not the O-line. So anything else outside of that, I'm just here. I'm saying? I'm going to help this team out the best way possible. But other than that, maybe that's a question for them.
Rashad, after going through college and not getting hurt, and I think you talked a couple times about how you didn't get seriously injured until you got to Baltimore, was there a point you kind of had to get over, what was the approach? I mean, did that ever kind of enter your brain? Why is this happening?
For sure, because, I've always taken care of my body, being in college and being here. I'm still unsure what the difference is, but I just think it was the cards I got dealt. Sometimes in life you got to go through certain things. Different people, get different cards, and I feel like those were, my cards that I got dealt. It's helped me in ways that, maybe I didn't know that I needed, and I'm thankful for that, to be here today, to be able to go through that. I can sit here and say that I'm proud that I went through that. There was a time and place where I didn't like it, You know, it was a dark time, bad time, just because, you know, I never been through anything like that. But, you know, it was all a learning experience to help me be who I am today. So I'm all good. Appreciate you asking.
Sorry. You talked about how with the contract extension, that brought, like, some clarity. How does that clarity help you, you know, as you mentioned, deal with some surgery? How does that clarity help you on
It's like if you don't have a house, or you have a house, now you got a house to lay your head. Now I got a house to lay my head. So that concern, you know, is gone. I know who I'm playing for. I know what playbook I'm in. I know who my quarterback is, you know, and now it allows me to just go be myself freely.
So have you seen the guardian caps up there? And I think they're for twice this one in Mandy. I think it's training. What kind of your feelings on that? And do you think you would ever consider wearing them for a game?
I'm not wearing that in the game. I'm not wearing it in the game. But I have to at practice, but y'all will not ever see me wearing that in the game. So, no.
Why? You have very strong feelings. Why is that?
It messes up everybody's swag on the field. You know, like, it's the worst. And I don't think that it helped as much. So, I mean, we're not hitting out here. I don't even know if it really helped in the game. Because, I mean, everybody's playing fast. It's a contact sport. Whatever happens out there, it happens. So, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Greg Lewis talked about how at this point, you and Zay are kind of the guys in the room who have to set examples and be the model of how to approach. Do you like that? Do you like being in that position?
Yeah, because I feel like you just stay true to yourself. Everything just happened naturally. Nothing about me is going to change. I'm not going to speak up more or do this more. I'm going to just continue to, you know, come in the building. You know, I come here early. The guys know that. I'm always here early. I work hard. You know, I write my notes. You know, how I carry myself throughout the building. You know, hopefully that shows, you know, to the younger guys and, you know, whoever else catches on to it. But, yeah, I'm not going to change anything. I'm just going to continue to be myself.
Okay.
Yep, thank you.